Good morning, Aaron. Good to talk to you, and especially during National Small Business Week, April 28th to May 4th. We're right in the middle of it. Aaron Stark, Vice President, General Manager of Small Business Services at ADP. A lot of responsibility. And Aaron, what are you guys focusing on as we're in the midst here of National Small Business Week?
Yeah, first of all, Rick, thanks for having me. Excited to have this conversation and talk about what's top of mind for some of the small business owners and the questions and just the overall topics that we're discussing today. We have a unique view here at ADP where we're lucky enough and thankful to be trusted by over 850,000 small business owners that use our services today, and then onboarding over 150,000 new business clients every year. And when we run our Market Pulse survey with a sample of those clients, a third of them are telling us that growing their business is top of mind. And if you unpack that just a little bit further, you know, some of the general topics that we talk about are around how do small business owners acquire and retain top skilled talent? How do they navigate some of the ever-changing regulatory compliance? And last, but certainly not least, is how do I tap into either existing technology or emerging technology that will enable me to scale my business, or a lot of the conversations that we're having today?
Yeah, with Aaron Stark here, I'm a small business owner, Aaron, and those are all top of mind topics. I know people say we're, you know, political concerns. We're in the midst of a presidential election year. That doesn't concern me as much. But you mentioned, I'm glad you mentioned the technology changes and how quickly things change and how important it is for a small business owner to stay on top of that.
Yeah. And I would tell you from, you know, some of the best practices that we see, I mentioned the 150,000 new business clients that trust us every year, 50% of them are referred from the accountant community. And, you know, I would say surrounding yourself with and creating the ecosystem that will help you identify what are those compliance changes that are applicable to your business, what are the technologies that you can leverage as a small business owner are critical to not only surviving but thriving in today's economy, regardless of a presidential election or not. I mean, the reality is this past year alone, there were over 200 HR, payroll, and tax, federal and state changes that took place this year that the small business community has to keep their head in a swivel to know which ones are or are not applicable to them. And it's not, unfortunately, stopping anytime soon. And when I say unfortunately, there are some fortunate ones, but the change that we are now preparing for here at ADP that, you know, we're starting to get clients asking us how they can navigate this is on July 1st, the federal government is looking to make a change to FLSA, and the Department of Labor has now instituted a new threshold for a salaried employee, where if you, as a small business owner, as you mentioned before, Rick, let's just say you have a group of employees that are salaried and they are currently exempt from overtime and they might be working 45, 50, 60 hours. You don't know because you're not tracking it. Well, on July 1st, those salary thresholds are going to go up. And that might mean that those same employees are now subject to overtime. And with that, I need to make a decision as a small business owner. Well, do I increase their salary? Do I make them an hourly employee? Do I pay them overtime? And that's why we've also seen a surge in our time and attendance applications. So that way organizations can manage one of their largest expenses in labor, where over 40% growth in just that tool alone. And again, a lot of that comes from knowing what the legislation is and how it applies to your business, and then what tools are available to you so that way it doesn't disrupt your operations and you can continue to go out there and do what you do best in running your organization.
Yeah, those are all great points. Small business, as a small business owner, not only do you have to run your business, but you got to run all the other things going on around it. Luckily, we have accountants and companies like ADP that help that. For more information, ADP.com/small business. Important time of the year. I know during the holidays, there's always a small business Saturday, Aaron, but I'm glad you guys are keeping it top of mind throughout the whole year, because a small business owner has to be flexible and agile and pay attention to what's going on, and you guys help with that.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, we're proud to be a bronze sponsor during National Small Business Week, but yeah, listen, there's 52 weeks throughout the year. This is just one of them. And, you know, when you think about Christmas, some of the gifts I mentioned before, the legislative changes could be viewed as a challenge, but, you know, there are also opportunities for the small business community today. There's over 3,000 tax credits or incentives that are available to the small business community. The challenge is knowing which ones are applicable for you, whether it's research and development, work opportunity tax credits. I can go through the gamut. And if you go to adp.com/tax credits, you know, we have experts that based on what you do and who you're hiring and where you're located, there could be opportunities to inject capital into your organization. So that way you can go out there and, you know, as I mentioned before, one of the topics that's top of mind is talent acquisition. So imagine all of a sudden, if you had more capital in your business to, you know, offer competitive wages and provide comprehensive benefits, you know, those are some of the, you know, not to use the holiday season as an analogy here, but, you know, those are some of the gifts that could be available to you that ADP can help you identify which ones you're eligible for.
That's great. Love to hear that. Wrapping up here with Aaron and ADP and Aaron, finding top talent for a small business is tough, especially when you're going up against big Fortune 500 companies. Every little bit would help.
For sure. For sure. And it's interesting, you know, when you think about technology today, one of the cool evolutions that have taken place is how it's made it accessible, available, affordable, and also a consumer grade type of experience, where as a small business owner, you now have very similar methodologies to compete against or compete with the larger organizations when it comes to top talent. We've provided at ADP our compensation benchmarking tool, which aggregates and anonymizes 35 million U.S. paid employees. And imagine a world where with a couple clicks of a button, you know, similar to how you navigate any type of filtering system, you can find what the average wages are for a construction worker or a graphics designer in the city of New York or California or Florida, especially with all the remote work, with a few clicks of a button. So that way, you know what the going rate is, what those competitive wages are, and you're not overpaying to increase it, to impact your profit margins, and you're not underpaying, which could limit, you know, the scope of skilled talent that you could potentially tap into. And then you complement that with, you know, some of the other benefits, as we talked about before, the legislative changes, things like the Secure Act, which I could offer a competitive wage and at the same time a comprehensive benefit and a retirement plan, where as a small business owner, by offering that, I get even more tax credits for my business so I can afford to compete with the larger organizations out there today.
Excellent information. Aaron, thank you so much. And ADP, adp.com/small business, National Small Business Week. Appreciate it, Aaron, and hope to talk to you soon.
Same here, Rick. Take care. Thank you.